Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's kickoff with Cleveland.
Okay, good seeing everybody. Sure appreciate you being here. Good day. Good work day. Guys are locked in, and we are all hands on deck pointing toward Saturday night at the bank. And I can't wait to see how our guys play. I can't wait to take the field with them. Proud of them. It's the last game of the regular season, and we want to play our best game. That's what we'll be trying to do, and that's what we've been focusing on. So what questions do you have?
John, do you think with everybody, everyone knowing AFC North title is on line, is that something you've even had to mention at all this week to them?
Well, I haven't had to, but I have, obviously we have so much to play for. We try to take it one game at a time, one series at a time, one play at a time, and that's what we'll be trying to do in this game again. But this game, because of all the other games behind it, is an opportunity to put a banner up here, and that means a lot, especially in the AFC North. It's a tough division, and so winning the AFC North is even a greater accomplishment. That's the opportunity we have this week, and that's what we're going to be fighting for.
John, temperature's going to be close to freezing. I think gusts over 30 miles per hour. I guess, is it useful to have a kind of potential primer for playoff weather going forward?
Sure. I mean, it's January, so whatever weather you get. That's how it works. So we had a chance to get out there this week. Today, obviously, was very cold and windy, and we were out there in it, and the guys were on point, and they were sharp, and it was good.
John, great representation for the Pro Bowl, 9 players, most many teams, including Zay Flowers, the first wide receiver ever for a Raven.
First homegrown wide receiver, yeah.
So to have that, I know you focus on Saturday night, but when you – that's exactly it's coming. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's the individual awards are our team awards. That's how we look at it. It's a team. Football is the ultimate team sport, and so the awards are the ultimate team awards. And to see guys accomplish that, as a coach and fulfill dreams and those kind of things, and to be a part of that, we all take great pride in that. So many guys. I think we had 9 guys or something like that, and. Also, the number of alternates. It's a great thing, and it means a lot. And it's something that, my brother was a Pro Bowler, once a Pro Bowler, always a Pro Bowler. You're a Pro Bowl player, and you earn that. And it's just how many people in the world can say that, it's just a pretty incredible thing. So proud of those guys, happy for them, and it means a lot to us.
John, you guys have done over as an organization over 50 sacks for the third time. Ever, but second year in a row. What is it about Chuck Smith and what that pass rush group has done the last 2 years to be able to sustain success?
Well, yeah. I just think it's another thing. It's another group effort. Obviously, the people involved with it deserve so much credit. Hats off to the guys. It's certainly the pass rushers, and it's certainly the pass rush coaches, and Chuck and Matt and Dennis are a big part of that, and all the coaches. But it's also the coverage. Lends itself to sacks and the linebackers, they're blitzing and doing things like that. So it's a team effort and proud of those guys. But see how many we can get on Saturday. That's the next one, next challenge.
Back to the Pro Bowl, how good do you feel for Daniel Falele in particular, being an alternate and what he's gone through this year becoming a first-year starter and all that?
I feel great for him. He had to take a lot of criticism from some, some standing around this very circle right here, When are you going to replace Daniel Falele, We didn't bite, and I think it paid off. So, but his best football, this is just the beginning for Daniel, and I expect him to go play his best game on Saturday night. So, but I think it's also a confidence boost for him, that he gets to see that he doesn't just have to read that, what people think he's not. He gets a chance to realize that players and coaches around the league, what they think he is, and proven by when they vote for you to be in the Pro Bowl. So. Heck yeah, for Daniel, it's a great thing, and I'm really happy for him and excited for him. But I'm more excited for the player he's going to become.
John, how's Justice Hill? Is it more the illness, or is he still in the protocol?
Who's that?
Justice Hill.
Illness. Yeah, he's still in the protocol because he's got to come out and practice. But the illness is what's keeping him off the field right now. It's not the concussion. Concussion's gone.
Does that make it challenging for Saturday for him, even to clear the protocol like you say he hasn't been here?
It's challenging, sure. Yeah. A lot of challenges. Challenges everywhere. Challenging sport. Challenging everything. Challenges. Challenges left and right. Challenges everywhere.
All right.
The little way you asked the question cracks me up. So I had to call it out. Anything else? All right. Thanks.